You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Tom, Watford are on the crest of a wave at the moment. Came from 2-0 down to beat West Ham 4-2. Then took advantage of Manchester United at Vicarage Road, winning 3-1. Odi Ighalo, Troy Deeney, Etienne Capoue, all amongst the goals at the moment. And Burnley have been whipped by Leicester 3-0 and Chelsea 3-0 in two of their last three league games, with that draw 1-1 against Hull sandwiched in between. I'm really concerned for Burnley. They're not having any shots on, or many shots on target at the moment, right now. And even though they've got a pretty strong defensive home record, I think Watford, Watford looked good to me at 17-10.
Yeah,
Tom,
they do. I mean, you know, their strikers are back, they're scoring goals. I thought they were really good against Manchester United, you know, and I think what was great about Watford is they were ruthless. I think they'd seen a kind of wounded animal in front of them, and they didn't sort of sit back and think, well, we might get something. They made sure they did, and I thought they were pretty good, although Manchester United weren't great. And Burnley, they're just not a threat, are they? They're not going to be a team, I think, that Watford, when they're having their team meeting ahead of this game, you know, what kind of threats are they really looking at? Yeah, the front two can cause you problems, but like I've said before, they don't have the pace to be able to match certain sides. They don't have the pace or the power. They're all right against the Hull, you know, even though they let that slip at home, and the teams that are further down there, I don't think they're going to have too many problems. But against this Watford side, I just think there's too much nous in this Watford side, from both the bench and on the pitch, to have too many problems against Burnley. Burnley have got to be careful, because their next run of games as well, they've got Arsenal at home, Southampton away, Everton at home and Manchester United away. So if they look at the next five games, they'd have to look at this, maybe drawing their home matches, but they'd have to mark this down as probably 3 points. I know it seems really early on in the season to be saying that, but it's the first ever top flight meeting between these two sides as well, which I found a little bit strange. But I think Watford wouldn't even take a draw in this one. I think they'll feel Burnley is the kind of place we should be going and getting a result. But I'm still unsure this year of what to make of Watford in terms of where are they heading? What's their aim? Top 10? I think that would probably be something they might look at. I don't think they'll be anywhere near that. But I just think on their day, they've got players now that are in form, and I'd be backing Troy Deeney to get the better of this Burnley defence. 9-5 any time, I think, is good. And on the headline offer as well, Troy Deeney at a score and the enhanced odds on a Watford win at 9-2 looks very good.
Other enhanced odds offers there. Andre Gray to score and Burnley to win was 7-2, enhanced to 5-1. And if you fancy Gray to score and Burnley to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1, it's enhanced to 7-1. Ighalo to score and Watford to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1 has been enhanced to 13-2. I mentioned Burnley's home record, Derek. They've conceded just 5 goals in their last 16 home games in the league, spanning it across this season and the Championship. They've never conceded more than once in a match in that time as well. Do you give Burnley any hope here, Derek?
Well, yeah, because they're not meeting a star-studded side, are they? But then again, you look at Burnley's squad and there's an absence of Premier League quality, it seems. Unless some of these players step up and play at a level they've never played at before, you know, you can see them going down, quite, you know, by Christmas, because it just doesn't look, you know, there doesn't look enough talent there. Watford, okay, as I say, they're not star-studded either, but they've got players who can score at this level. We saw it last season, and we saw it again last week against Man United. That was a very good performance, that, from Watford. I wasn't expecting what I saw. They did the job, you know, and Tom used the word ruthless, and they were. It was a really an accomplished display. And if they play like that against Burnley, they'll walk all over them. You mentioned, will Chelsea bully Arsenal? It's more likely that Watford will bully Burnley, in my eyes. I think, you know, there's almost a men against boys feel in this fixture to me, and I'll be backing the men.
Watford to win the game 17-10. They have got a couple of real... not stars in that team, but players that have excited me this season. Etienne Capoue and Roberto Pereira, I think looks fantastic, Tom. I don't know if you managed to see much of him, but he looks great into that midfield.
Well, yeah, and, you know, Capoue, what is he, third top scorer at the moment this season, you know, in all competition amongst the Premier League players. So, you know, if they're doing something right. I just think in this one, you know, it's kind of, I think teams go to Turf Moor now, and because they know that they can't really hit them on the counter-attack, I just think they can keep them at arm's length, and I think that's what Watford will do. The one thing I would say about this game, though, it will be tight. I fancy Watford to win, but I don't expect there to be loads of goals in it. You know, Watford have the capabilities of scoring 1 and 2, but generally games at Turf Moor are pretty tight, and I can't see necessarily more than 3 goals in this game at all.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.